Hi everyone, I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 81. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we're chatting about what we think will help marketers, brands, and entrepreneurs find success on Facebook in 2018, and that's some newly released secrets behind how the brand new Facebook algorithm works.
Yep, we were able to get the scoop on an exclusive Facebook webinar for brands and publishers, and we learned some really interesting things about the new algorithm. We'll also be sharing some tips and tricks about how you can put these insights into practice.
Awesome, let's kick it off. As many of us know and have experienced firsthand, the Facebook algorithm is constantly evolving in order to provide a better experience for users, and it's awesome that they do this. But few changes to the algorithm have sparked as much interest and conversation as the recent Meaningful Interactions update, in which Facebook said it would be prioritizing posts that create meaningful conversations, especially those from family and friends. And so far, much of the reactions we've heard around this update are out of curiosity and worry from brands. They're wondering whether or not their organic reach is going to take a hit once again and cause them to reach an even smaller percentage of their audience on Facebook.
Yeah, totally agreed. I can't say we didn't feel some of that ourselves here at Buffer. There seems to be an uneasiness in the air right now for brands and marketers, but I think, and as we talked about in a previous episode, that this is actually a great change for everyone. I believe we'll see a better user experience and a better content experience emerge from all of this in the future. However, let's talk about the now. Here's a quick rundown of how this brand new Facebook algorithm works.
The basic theory behind the algorithm is this. When a user visits Facebook, there are thousands of potential posts that might be displayed in their newsfeed. The sophisticated algorithm takes these posts and arranges them according to how likely the user would be to interact with that content.
Yeah, and that's basically how the newsfeed has worked since it started. Obviously, it's gotten more sophisticated over the years, but essentially, Facebook changes which factors they place importance on. So those are kind of the tweaks they make as they go along. And that's typically when we see big changes in reach for brands.
Absolutely. And in the recent Facebook newsfeed webinar, their team broke down the algorithm into four very simple components. So let's go over those now. Number one is inventory, and that's all of the available content. Number two is signals, which are considerations about that content. Number three is predictions, which are considerations about the person. And then number four is the overall score. These four key algorithm factors serve the sole purpose of providing Facebook users with a better overall experience.
Yeah, I think those are very simple and straightforward. And if you want to check out more, we have a brand new post out right now on the Buffer blog about all of this in detail. You can go to blog.buffer.com to see it. But the reason I bring this up is because if you're actually reading this post, I bolded the word signals, because these signals are what we as brands and marketers can focus on in order to have our content seen by more users in the Facebook newsfeed. So previously, Facebook used all sorts of signals to determine which posts would be shown to users, and they still do. You know, things like average time spent on content, when content was posted, overall engagement, how informative the post was, and lots more.
So now, the algorithm will use signals that heavily favor active interactions, such as comments and shares. So that might be things like someone sharing a link over Messenger, commenting on or sharing a person's post, multiple replies to comments on videos, and engagement with a brand post that a friend has shared. One reason why Facebook will be prioritizing posts from family and friends over public content from pages is that they believe a person-to-person connection is more valuable than a person-to-page connection, which is an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah, and in other words, content from friends and family tends to spark more, like you mentioned, active engagement from users. I read a really great article on the importance of story-driven content from someone named Alora Weaver recently. She wrote, "Instead of focusing on what makes content popular and attention-grabbing, we need to focus on what makes content personal and conversation-worthy."
I love that. What a great perspective shift that we can all make. And understanding each of the top signals and ranking factors in the Facebook algorithm is the first step in creating content that ranks well. So let's dive into those right now.
The signal at the very top of the new Facebook algorithm in 2018 is comments. As Adam Osseri, head of newsfeed, wrote in his January press release, page posts that generate conversation between people will show higher in the newsfeed. For example, live videos often lead to discussion among viewers on Facebook, and in fact, live videos on average get 6 times as many interactions as regular videos. But it's important to clarify here that using engagement bait to goad people into commenting will actually result in a demotion of your posts in the newsfeed. So, quick takeaway, Facebook page admins should continue to focus on posting relevant and meaningful stories that do not use engagement bait tactics. More on that later.
Directly behind commenting in the new Facebook algorithm for 2018 is sharing. As you may have noticed before, we mentioned that Facebook points out 2 types of sharing. 1, people sharing links or content within Messenger, and 2, engagement with a publisher post shared by a friend. So in other words, Facebook is placing a great deal of emphasis on posts that are shared publicly as well as privately. The other key thing to notice here is that it's no longer enough just to have someone share your post. Facebook will now favor shared posts that spark conversations among friends.
I think that's a really interesting shift. So for example, like let's say I share a post from Buffer's Facebook page and my personal friends start to comment on my shared post within the feed. Well, then that post will continue to be shown to other people, increasing Buffer's post reach. But at the same time, if I share a post from Buffer's page and it receives no comments or reactions from my friends, then Buffer's post will begin to be demoted in the newsfeed. So, you know, brands got to keep a close eye on those shares and comments moving forward.
The third main signal that Facebook will factor into their algorithm moving forward is reactions. While not as strong as comments or shares, reactions remain a form of active engagement that will help brands' posts reach more people within the newsfeed. Obviously, we can't expect everyone to share or comment on posts, and so reactions are a great tertiary way for Facebook to judge the quality of content.
Don't you wish we could expect everyone to share or comment on our posts?
Oh, that would be so great.
But yeah, on that point, Haley, Mark Zuckerberg mentioned in a recent Facebook post that he wrote that quality is a crucial piece moving forward. He was quoted as saying, "The research shows that when we use social media to connect with people we care about, it can be good for our well-being. We can feel more connected and less lonely, and that correlates with long-term measures of happiness and health." So pretty big stuff. On the other hand, passively reading articles or watching videos, even if they're entertaining or informative, may not be as good.
Wow, Facebook and well-being. I really wasn't expecting that. I mean, Facebook and social media are just so associated with negativity all the time. This is an interesting shift. And so you can see that their team is making a huge push for connectedness in 2018, which is awesome. So before you go, let's get into 3 things you can do as a brand moving forward. We know that as brands, we need to focus on meaningful interactions, but what does that look like in action?
I think the first thing is that content that connects people through meaningful interactions may look and feel similar to your current Facebook strategy, but it's a fundamental shift in how we might approach content moving forward. So instead of creating content for your brand that people interact with, we need to start creating content for the people that will spark enough emotion to generate a comment or a share.
For the people. So you can ask questions that will help you with this that are things like, what are your audience's challenges? What are your audience's motivations? What does your audience love to interact with? And what does your audience care about? And so at Buffer, for example, each piece of content that we share to Facebook serves a very specific purpose, sparking emotion in our target audience so that they feel compelled to comment on or share our content with someone who might also find it interesting.
Yeah, that's a big goal.
Yeah.
I like it. The second thing is that we as brands need to work hard to post content that naturally creates these meaningful interactions. So naturally, there are some types of content that will spark more meaningful interactions among users. Video, for example, is one of those types of content, and it can have a powerful impact on your Facebook success.
I feel like we're always talking about video on this podcast, but we promise it's totally worth it. This makes sense when you start playing with video in your own Facebook strategy. And Brian mentioned this stat a little bit earlier, but Adam Mosseri, the head of newsfeed at Facebook, provided that eye-opening statistic where he talked about how live video has 6 times as much engagement, and that's a lot more engagement than regular videos. So produced videos already perform better than both links and images in terms of engagement on Facebook, and now Facebook live videos perform just like better than everything. They perform better than everything.
So I think key takeaway there is do video.
Yes. Yes. We say it all the time. We're going to keep saying it.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll stop saying it when it stops working, we promise. Finally, we can all succeed on Facebook in 2018 by activating niche communities through Facebook groups. Did you know that more than 1 billion people around the world use Facebook groups?
Wow.
And that more than 100 million people see groups as the most important part of their experience on Facebook, according to data and surveys.
I did not know that, but it does not surprise me because I love groups and it is an important part of my experience on Facebook. It turns out that groups are the perfect way to build an active and engaged community around topics, issues, and causes that people care about. Whether it's a group for social media marketing, traveling, fashion, or anything else, there is a huge group of people out there waiting to connect with like-minded people, and your brand can help facilitate that. So I think that the real secret to why Facebook groups are so successful is the fact that they generate conversations among your audience and they connect people from all over the world in one place.
Well, it sure is an exciting time in the world of Facebook. We truly believe that the recent changes to the Facebook algorithm are actually a good thing for both brands and users in the long run. Now is a perfect time to hone in on your Facebook strategy and work to develop meaningful content and an engaged community. With time and patience, we are sure you will continue to find success with your page.
Like we mentioned, feel free to head on over to blog.buffer.com to check out what we've written on this subject, or we've also included the link to the full article in this episode's description. And if you have any questions about this change and the Facebook algorithm, or you simply want to say hello, because we love that, feel free to tag us anytime and use the hashtag BufferPodcast.
Next Monday, we'll be covering the latest news and updates in social media. Until then.